USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I intend to travel to Kentucky on Wednesday.
President Biden announcing his travel plans as the president received a briefing from FEMA officials about tornadoes that hit several states in the South and Midwest, including Kentucky. The president also explaining how the disaster declaration will help Kentucky.
This gives me the tools to provide everything that we can in the federal, from the federal level. From expert search and rescue teams to immediate and longer-term help with housing.
Student loan payments are getting set to restart soon. Federal payments were paused with interest rates set at zero at the start of the coronavirus pandemic. The Biden administration rolling out one or more final extensions in August, with the pause ending on January 31st of next year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
California's governor is pushing for stricter gun laws.
California Governor Gavin Newsom announced Saturday he's taking a play out of Texas' heartbeat law, pushing back against abortions to save lives, and incorporating the wording to put to gun control into California lawmakers' hands. Michael Schwartz with the San Diego County Gun Owners Association on KFMB San Diego.
This feels very vindictive against people who are just trying to exercise their Second Amendment rights.
The Democrat governor said he directed his staff to work with legislature and the state's attorney general to write a bill that would allow private citizens to sue up to $10,000 anyone who manufactures, distributes, or sells an assault weapon or ghost gun kit in California. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senator Joe Manchin is concerned about inflation as a result of President Biden's pending Build Back Better legislation. The Democrat from West Virginia saying that inflation and geopolitical fallout are alarming concerns ahead of his call with the president about the bill. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration is continuing to focus on Russia.
America's top diplomat says we need the three D's, diplomacy, dialogue, and de-escalation when it comes to Russia and its amassing of troops along the border with Ukraine. On NBC's Meet the Press, Secretary of State Antony Blinken was calling for cooperation from Moscow, but he confirms the fact that President Biden did lay out what would happen if Russia invades Ukraine when he spoke to Vladimir Putin in a video call last week.
So the President made very clear to President Putin, what I've made very clear to Foreign Minister Lavrov, is that we are looking at and we are prepared to take the kinds of steps we've refrained from taking in the past.
Blinken spoke as he was attending a weekend meeting of the G7 nations in Liverpool, England. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Multiple Republicans in Congress have called on White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci to resign, and now Republican Pennsylvania Senate candidate Dr. Oz is joining them. He explains why on Fox and Friends.
He has problems just explaining to America why we have so many deaths, an illness that has hurt our country more, disproportionately more than other countries. I think he's lost the trust of a lot of Americans because of mandates where we don't really understand what the true benefit of these mandates are.
Dr. Oz also saying Dr. Fauci is more of a political figure than he should be. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.